is Timory Millington. You are listening to Trending. In the hot seat next to me is my new co-host, Chris Mueller.
Hey, everybody. It's exciting to be with you guys. Looking forward to seeing where Trending leads us all.
Trending. What's trending this week? Flying in the air. Southwest Airline, what are you thinking?
Yeah, Southwest kicked a man and his baby off the plane, a toddler. Off a plane. And hey guys, I've got kids. I know toddlers are terrorists. It's true. But they're not actual terrorists, you know? They're just little humans, right?
I can see us getting a call from the network right now. Did you actually say that on air?
Well, they
we
can
did.
If they want to babysit, they're welcome.
Well, okay, here's the deal. I think that you and I both travel quite a bit on planes.
Yeah, yep.
And we have been around probably quite a few crying children on planes as well. And you know something I've noticed? They always stop at us after a couple minutes.
Yeah, you know, I've got six kids, and we are lucky enough that we've gotten to travel with them a number of times, and it is your worst nightmare when your kid starts acting up. I mean, and you're trying to do everything. You're giving them, like, candy, you know, your phone, money, you know, whatever. You know, you're just doing everything you can, and it's really wonderful. I've always run into people who kind of look back, and they smile, and you can tell they're a little annoyed, but what are you going to do? It's a two-year-old. Yeah. Right? And yeah, they eventually do calm down, or mom and dad figure something out. But guys, if we don't have two-year-olds, we don't have adults. There's right. A whole life cycle here that we kind of need to respect. And if we stop having one, we won't have the other.
Well, and I think that we could say the same of people being impatient on airplanes, of people being impatient at church as well with children crying. And Grant, I get it. I don't have kids. I look at some kids and I think you're way too old to be crying right now. And I get it. It's annoying. But you have to stop and look. That parent doesn't want their kids screaming in church. Every now and again, I think there's some parents who really don't care. But for the most part, that parent doesn't want their kids screaming in church either, and they're going to try and remedy the situation somehow. And sometimes it just takes a second of, yeah, maybe you can't hear for a second there, whether you're on an airplane and trying to listen to your movie or trying to relax, take a nap, or maybe you're in mass. But I think that this points to the fact that we're sometimes not okay with being uncomfortable.
We're not okay with being uncomfortable or inconvenienced. Mm. So this particular situation on Southwest, the man and his two-year-old, the two-year-old was sitting in the seat next to him. He was trying to calm it down, and the person had boarded the plane and wanted to sit in their seat. The two-year-old would not vacate the seat. Now, we've dealt with this at dinner on a number of occasions where the two-year-old refuses to sit in the high chair, which no one else can sit in. But you always work through it. And by the time the steward had gotten back to the man and the child was fine. He was sitting in his dad's lap. And everything had been resolved. It was literally maybe like a couple minutes of inconvenience, and they bounced him from the plane.
Right. And the dad even said, hey, will you just try and give me a couple minutes first to quiet her down? And they didn't. And, you know, apparently, you know, two of the stewardesses come over and people are even coming to their defense on the plane saying, no, like, they're okay. They're trying to offer compassion, sympathy. They're even taking videos because at this point, even the passengers who aren't directly involved are feeling bad thinking, hey, this isn't just that this guy's being thrown off with his kid that's already quieted down.
Right. I just think we're not around children as much anymore because there aren't as many children.
You know? Yeah, that's a good point. And it's kind of a theme for today's show. It's funny when I was looking at the show topics, how everything tied in together. And I look at this and I actually come from a generation where going to college, I actually had a lot of friends who had never held a child before, held a baby.
So weird to me.
And, you know, I grew up with a ton of cousins who had all of these children. I had young cousins, you know, and, you know, all these family members were babies always around at some point. And it's so fascinating to me. Well, actually, just on one side of the family, I do have to say. But I always had babies around. You know, I knew how to hold a baby. And it's funny because I've now had friends who's maybe siblings who are much older have had children now. It's the first child in the family in a while, and it cracks me up because I can't tell you how many times I've been corrected by people who haven't had children around on how to hold their child. And I'm like, I know how to hold a baby. The baby's not choking. Like, I'm not hanging the baby's head out. I'm actually supporting its head. I'm thinking because they've not held children, they're overly worried about how to hold children.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's a beauty of big family that you realize, A, things can get off schedule. Mm-hmm. Things can kind of be messy. And then you also learn to care for other people. You learn to be inconvenienced in a big family in a beautiful way. You know, I remember our third grader one day, our now two-year-old had been taking a nap, and I was out in the backyard setting up a birthday party. And she comes downstairs and she says, "Dad, you know, her little brother, his diaper was full, but don't worry, I took care of it." Right. And I said, "Wait, you've changed a poopy diaper?" She's like, "Yeah."
Was he two?
He was at the time one.
And how old was she?
She was 8.
Aww,
at the time.
Yeah.
She just helped him out and changed his diaper. And no one had to tell her because she'd seen it modeled. So she's like, "Okay, well, this is just what we do. We take care of people, you know." Right. Whereas I think the impulse on most people, even, you know, adults, if they were in a room with a child, you know, of a brother or sister and had a poopy diaper, they'd be like, they don't know, like, just take care of, like, we take care of people, even though it's inconvenient. We take, and young people and old people, you know, older people, they teach us that, you know, to care for each other is human.
Right.
Yeah. You know? So, interesting stuff on Southwest.
And just the simplicity of how things work. And I always think about this. Babies are babies. They're not always going to be calm. And to have an expectation of them to behave like a 32-year-old rather than a 2-year-old, you know, you just can't have that expectation sometimes.
You know, most of the time when I see, and I'm on planes quite a bit, when I see a child who is having a hard time, I normally just think to myself, well, they're just doing what all of us are thinking. You
know? Just, I'm on the plane. My ears hurt. There's this loud noise taking place the whole time. I'm in a confined space.
Man, last February, we were on a plane with our 2-year-old, who was not 2 at the time, he was 1 at the time. And he just was like stalking the aisle. Like he just walked up that aisle for about a half an hour, like, "This is my plane and I'm just not happy. And I'm just going to walk back and forth." And I thought, this is just exactly how I feel. I just can't do that right now, but I'm just going to vicariously let him do that for me. That was very, sort of like therapy, I thought.
And then one person thinks, how dare they allow their kid to walk around unsupervised?
Oh,
he's on
man.
A plane. I can see him right there.
I know. Well, I was walking with him, you know.
I was with a friend just a few weeks ago and we were at a restaurant and her baby was getting really rambunctious. This baby's about, a year old, and she finally went, "I'm just going to let her crawl right here." You know, the restaurant was somewhat calm, and she set the baby down in this huge open space. She's like, "If I just let her down for a minute or two, she'll be fine." Oh my gosh. Two women, more mature women on the other side of the restaurant, start making the ugliest faces at us. And they're just looking. I'm going, "Oh, Michelle." She's like, I know. And then finally, she walks over, one of the women, and she goes, "I'm a grandma." And then the other one goes, "Me too." And we just, here's hand sanitizer. And she picks up the baby's hands starts sanitizing the baby's hands. And I was just standing there. I was so mad. Thank God my friend was calm because she responded very, "Oh, okay." And she just picked up the baby. She's like, "Okay."